Doctor, let me ask you very quickly, the situation in Ecuador with this volcano, how serious is this if this thing really erupts?
Well, it could be quite serious. It's somewhat temperamental right now. In fact, I just updated the website a half an hour ago with the latest stuff on Tungurahua in Ecuador. And it could blow its stack very, very comfortably. It's done it before.
Here in the United States, would we see any effect of this?
No.
None?
No.
That's a good sign. Stan, are you looking at some different things these days?
I am. I haven't been able to do the earthquake forecasting, as you know, for probably over a year now because the Navy stopped supplying us the data that we needed. And we haven't been able to find a replacement for it. So my research has been limited to solar phenomena, to numbers of earthquakes, to patterns of earthquakes, and buildup of pressure that we can get from various other data. A lot of my time, as you know, George, has lately been spent on the new venture with building the craft, the flying craft.
Right.
But I have spent some time looking into the sun in particular. That's the driving force in our whole solar system. The energy for the global warming, the climate change, for solar sunspots, for all kinds of things, comes from the sun in our solar system, primarily. I mean, there are other external influences, but that's what I've been looking at.
But the sun is heating us up a little bit, isn't it? And it doesn't take much.
It doesn't. Only a 2% difference in our orbit, closer or further away from the sun, you know, the mean orbit, can mean an ice age or a meltdown. And I think listening to the native prophecies of the Hopi, Lakota, Navajo, and a number of other of the people of North America, Turtle Island, they call it, that we are headed for a very extreme period of heat and debris falling on the planet from the sun, or the action of the sun indirectly. The Christian prophecies in the Book of Revelation also speak of that time, which we can get into later. But all these tribal and historic Christian tribal, you know, Jewish tribal prophecies do speak of a time that we think we're approaching, which scientifically is a function of the sun and its aging. The sun is a main sequence star, a lifetime of about 10 billion years. And we think from the Russian data that it has burned up over half of its hydrogen, which means that it's now headed downhill toward burning helium. But it depends on how far past burning half its hydrogen
right.
it is. And it's going to shrink. And as it shrinks, there are a number of things that we think will happen. But I think the scientific community has been surprised a number of times in the last 20 years from events on the sun that weren't predicted by what we thought the sun was going to do. So it's a crapshoot at best.
Robert, tell us what you've been working on lately.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'll agree 100% with Stanley in what he was saying, because I was originally trained as an astronomer, and he's absolutely right on with his figures and projections. But anyway, relative to volcanoes, well, so far, believe it or not, we had our 21st eruption of the year. I mean, we're only 14 days old into the year, and we've had 21 confirmed eruptions already around the world, which is not really unusual because many of those eruptions, let's see, we had 21, I would say about 16 of them are continuing over from 2007. But Eruption Pro does forecast it to be erupting in 2008, and that's obviously come true, so we have to count it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we were talking years gone past, Robert, about Mount St. Helens, she was kicking up some steam, slowed down a little bit.
Right.
What exactly is going on there now?
Well, right now, Mount St. Helens is technically erupting because we still have a lava dome extrusion. It's very slow right now, and it has slowed down considerably, but we're still getting rock falls, a little ash coming out once in a while, but nothing major at the moment at Mount St. Helens.
Is that Hawaiian quake still going, or a volcano still going?
Oh, yeah, Kilauea, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's creating a new island, isn't it, or something?
Oh, that's what I think you're talking about, the Lohi Seamount, yes.
Is that? All right.
We talked about that. We were going to sell real estate, remember?
Yes. We just got to put some grass seed out there.
That's right.
I don't know, Stan. You know, we look at all these changes on this planet. Since you've been looking at all this over the years, have you ever seen it this way, Stan?
No.
This topsy-turvy?
No, I'm thinking back to the shows you and I have done probably 3, 4, 5 years ago, even,
yeah.
And even that one we did out in Hollywood. The situation is what I predicted would come. I just didn't know when. I'm certainly not a prophet in that respect, but I know that we're going to see even worse situation on the planet, and I think in the short term, in the next 10 years, in this solar cycle 24, we're going to see extremes in weather, like extreme tornadoes and more of them and stronger. We're going to see flooding, extremes of that, freezing, extremes of that, and heat, drought, extremes of that. It's going to be extremes. Extremes are going to be the rule more than mean that we used to have. It's going to be unpredictable. We're going to have severe crop failures across the planet. It's happening already. I mean, the wheat futures have just shot through the roof in the last couple of weeks. And corn is going that way as well because of ethanol consumption and things like that. So I think we're headed right where I thought we would be eventually, and that time is upon us. And I think probably the next 7 to 10 years are going to be somewhat traumatic for the whole planet, the population particularly.
Well, is that a good sign then, Stan?
Well, no. I think that there are ways to mitigate this. I know we're probably going to lose a lot of people in the underdeveloped countries, but we've been trying to tell people there are ways to prepare for this to a degree. You can't prepare for everything. I mean, an asteroid could drop on your house, and it wouldn't matter what you prepared with. But within practical limits, we think the government has been preparing, and it's now preparing the people openly, you know, saying you need so many days or weeks of food supply and emergency things because we can't get to all of you in case several emergencies or a big one hit at once. So I'm seeing that the government is now finally starting to ease this into the public consciousness through the main media streams. So it must be close.
Robert.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Yellowstone for a moment, and Stan,
okay,
Jump in with this as well. You know, that's always been a concern. If that thing goes, it could be a disaster. It could be one of the biggest disasters we've had in our lifetime.
That is correct.
It's still heating up, but what do we think? What's going on, RB?
Well, actually, the latest configuration of that is that it is has right now a background seismicity and deformation. It's kind of settled down a little bit. We get these little jolts, so to speak, little rumblings and little swarms of earthquakes and so forth under it, minor ones, nothing really major. But it's rumbling along in its normal mode right now.